Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley, presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome. You are indeed listening to Let's Talk About It, your wellness radio show for Mexicali and Imperial Valleys. We're sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. I'm your host, Scott Dudley. Maria is out for the week. She'll be back. Welcome back. And we are joined today by Jessica Aviles. She's a program supervisor for the Ward Access to Supportive Services Program, a.k.a. WAS, which the acronym naming person in charge of naming the acronym needed to, if you guys are doing the Young and Cool Behavioral Health Program, you missed on the name, okay? What's up? So, welcome back. And this is the final week of the juvenile offenders with behavioral health issue month, if you will. We've had three or four shows in a row now about how to manage that high need population so that they don't end up suffering, creating havoc in the community, or costing taxpayers lots of money with all sorts of care. I mean, the idea, I think, is to get them, identify them, treat them effectively, and get them back out in the community, making lots of money, paying lots of taxes, and joining part of the supportive society. All right? Welcome. Jessica.
Yes.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scott Dudley.
How are you?
I'm great.
Thrilled to be here.
I'm very thrilled. Not liking the weather.
We talked about how kids are referred and where they came from, and sometimes from all the way from regular school to juvenile hall to even post juvenile hall placements. You've got a wide range of kids either at risk or formally and officially in the juvenile justice system with behavioral health issues coming to you.
Right.
Walk us through a clinic. I mean, we talked a little bit about your welcome people, your peer supporters who help sell the idea of behavioral health services to a crowd of people who probably aren't that interested when you first suggest it. Oh, yeah, behavioral health services, sure. Sign me up. Can't wait to be there.
Once we get that, we go ahead and schedule them at what we call INTIC. They get assessed by a mental health counselor, and it's a psychosocial assessment, family history, their behavior, past treatment, and that helps come with the conclusion of an Access 1 diagnosis. And if they meet criteria or medical necessity, how we call it, they will be assigned. Well, they will go through the interview process. They get assigned an initial psychiatric assessment appointment, and they meet with a psychiatrist, and then they get scheduled. First, it gets scheduled an initial nursing assessment. They meet with the nurse first, and then thereafter, they get scheduled an IPA with the psychiatrist. And based on those appointments, they get prescribed medication.
So you've got three levels of professionals assessing them.
Yes.
Clinician, master's of social work, or marriage and family therapy. You're marriage and family therapy, aren't you?
Yes, Scott, I'm an MFT intern.
So you're not only a supervisor, but you're an intern level clinician.
Yes, I have dual roles.
Nice. More work for you. But then they're seen by a nurse who looks at the physical stuff, and then they're seen by a psychiatrist who not only confirms what the clinician might have seen, but begins to look at it in terms of whether medication may or may not help this person.
That's correct.
Now, help me. Take me back a half a step here, because I've got a preteen kid. And I'm imagining the kind of questions you guys need to ask to figure it out, because, getting a diagnosis is probably pretty hard. And I can't even ask sometimes my preteen child, oh, what color shoes she'd want, and get a good answer. You're like, whatever. No, I mean, it's true. Come on. So you guys have these, 14-year-old kids marching in your office, and or 17 or 16, and they've already had plenty of negative grown-up experiences in their lifetime. And now you smile and say, okay, kid, spill the beans. I'm here to help. Give me your story.
It takes a lot of motivation intervene to get
this. How does it work?
Well, it is a challenge. We meet first with the youth or the minor for about 60 to 45 minutes, and then we bring mom or dad in, or both. But it's a series of questions. It's basically, kind of checking in with them first, kind of get some dialogue going.
What's your sign?
No, just like, why you think you're here? Do you have an idea? Some kids are like, well, I don't know. Okay, well, you don't know.
The grown-up sent me. You know,
that's they have why. To be here. Who says? So that kind of just kept the dialogue open and stuff like that. So I think if I get the referral saying probation, I'll say, well, it seems like maybe probation is concerned about you and seems that you might benefit from our services. Do you think there's a reason why probation would be concerned about your behavior? And some of them are like, well, I don't know. They just want me to come here. But maybe have you been fighting? Have you been getting in trouble more than normal? So kind of open up the dialogue, get them talking.
Finding a safe place for them to jump in, sounds like.
But sometimes it's like they're really guarded and I'll have candy like, do you want a snack? Do you want...
Let me give you some food.
Yeah, I have a candy. You want a candy? Kind of, oh yeah, I want candy. And so like, well, you know, oh, I really like this candy. So get some dialogue going because you know how kids are. They're like, they probably hate you because you're annoying. You're just a person in a suit just trying to get information out of them.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.